And it's time now for another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill has come at a crucial time, and some feel it is necessary after decades of infrastructure neglect in the United States. Senior advisor to the president and infrastructure implementation coordinator, Mitch Landrieu, says one component of this bill is a large investment in broadband, which is key for all economic progress in rural America.
Broadband infrastructure that allows you to basically work from anywhere and to work with anyone is critically important, not just for economic development purposes, but also for precision agriculture, which is critically important in terms of the new kind of jobs that are going to be available.
Landrieu feels there is overwhelming agreement that now is the time to invest in infrastructure.
Everybody in America can agree that we need to upgrade our infrastructure. And when you're talking about it, if you think about it broadly, and you're talking about broadband, and you're talking about transportation, you're talking about water, these are all the inputs that people need to have a chance to feed their families and to give their kids a great opportunity that's even bigger and better than they had. And so the president's really excited about it. This is a big win for America.
Landrieu feels the recent supply chain issues correlate to the need of improved infrastructure. This investment hopes to negate any further disruptions.
So you got to get stuff from the planes, the trains, and to the houses where people want their stuff to be delivered. And that's why the president's focused a lot on the investments in ports and airports, and actually plussed up the amount of money that's being sent to the ports on the West Coast and across the country.
Now, concerns surround the price tag of the new infrastructure bill. Whether people feel it is too much or too little, bottom line is this investment is needed to be competitive, according to Landrieu.
Let me say it this way. I don't think anybody's going to disagree that riding on a bad road is a pain in the butt. And we got to fix that. And we need clean water, and we need broadband. And if we're going to compete across the international community, we got to invest in all of the things that we've forgotten about by the past 50 years. America used to lead the world. Now people are challenging us. We don't want to be challenged. We want to be the best. We want to be the first. We want to be the cheapest. And we want to be the ones that give the people of America the greatest chance to leave their kids a better future than they left themselves. And I think that, you know, this is a great investment, and the president's really proud of it, and he's thankful that it was bipartisan. And notwithstanding lots of stuff that we can disagree on, one of the things that we ought to agree on is that if we don't rebuild America, we don't have much of a future, and if we do, nobody can beat us.
Again, that's senior advisor to the president and infrastructure implementation coordinator, Mitch Landrieu. Landrieu also served as the 61st mayor of New Orleans from 2010 to 2018. The end of the calendar year brings new information about the H-2A Temporary Agricultural Worker Program. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye says participation in the program for 2021 was a record.
Despite the ongoing global pandemic, fiscal year 2021, which started on October 1st, 2020, and it went through September 30, 2021, was a record-breaking year for the H-2A program. The total number of certified positions increased over 15%.
Additionally, USDA recently released the Farm Labor Survey, which is the basis for the 2022 adverse effect wage rate, the minimum hourly wage rates that must be offered and paid by employers to H-2A workers.
And the Farm Labor Survey found that in 2021, the average field and livestock worker wage rate was $15.56, which was up 94 cents from 2020, or about 6.4% from the $14.62 that was paid in 2020.
And last week, Nye says the Department of Labor issued a proposed rule to change some of the wage calculations under the H-2A program.
Today, all workers, irrespective of position, are all paid the same adverse effect wage rate. The proposed rule suggests some disaggregation depending on job type. The American Farm Bureau, of course, is taking a close look at this rule and will provide comments and advisement to our members in the weeks and months to come.
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. A dramatic rise in fertilizer prices weighs heavily on U.S. crop farmers and input suppliers as they prepare for the 2022 planting season. Prices for nitrogen-based fertilizers commonly used for corn production have skyrocketed to all-time highs in recent months. Fertilizer price increases are driven by nitrogen production challenges, tight global supplies, rising natural gas costs, and steady demand. According to a new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, fertilizer prices are expected to remain elevated for at least the next 6 months and throughout the 2022 spring agronomy season. And the report also suggests that while U.S. soybean acres will rise nominally compared to 2021 because of higher fertilizer prices. The total volume of soybean acres will not exceed corn acres in 2022. U.S. crop farmers and farm supply cooperatives are facing operational anxiety heading into next year, driven by high fuel prices, shortage of agrochemicals due to COVID-related disruptions, and most importantly, the rise in fertilizer prices. The U.S. Department of Commerce made a preliminary determination in favor of a complaint filed by CF Industries. The complaint alleges that urea ammonium nitrate imports from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago are unfairly subsidized by their governments. As a result, the Commerce Department recommends countervailing duties on fertilizers from these countries. The decision comes on the heels of a decision by the U.S. International Trade Commission back in March to grant a petition by the Mosaic Company to place tariffs on phosphorus fertilizer imported from outside the country. Those tariffs were also recommended by the Commerce Department. The National Corn Growers Association expressed disappointment in the action. NCGA President Chris Edgington says, quote, "Farmers shouldn't have to pay for disputes between American fertilizer companies and foreign producers," end quote. Edgington adds, "Farmers across the country have spoken publicly over the last several weeks about the severe impact fertilizer shortages are having on the budgets of family farms." New legislation introduced in the Senate calls for federal milk marketing order hearings addressing Class 1 milk pricing. Democrats Kristen Gillibrand of New York, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and Republican Susan Collins of Maine introduced the bipartisan Dairy Pricing Opportunity Act. The bill requires the Department of Agriculture to initiate the process of holding federal milk marketing order hearings within 6 months, allowing producers and industry to consider and review proposals that could change Class 1 skim milk pricing. National Milk Producers Federation President Jim Mulhern says the bill, quote, "adds bipartisan momentum to a range of critical milk pricing discussions that dairy farmers are having," end quote. Before the 2018 Farm Bill, Class 1 milk was calculated using the higher of Class 3 or Class 4 price plus the applicable Class 1 differential. The calculation was changed in the most recent Farm Bill to an averaging method of Class 3 and Class 4 plus 74 cents. And lastly, on American Ag Today, the Department of Agriculture announced final pandemic assistance payments for the timber industry starting this week. USDA will provide $200 million through the pandemic assistance for timber harvesters and haulers to loggers and log trucking businesses. The funds are for businesses that experienced a gross revenue loss of at least 10% between January 1st and December 1st of 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. Eligible applicants must have derived at least 50% of total gross revenue from timber harvesting or timber hauling. The Farm Service Agency issued initial payments up to $2,000 as applications were approved. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.